Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today, what do you reckon is going to happen in the rest of the Loki series?
So Loki, Marvel's new television series, premiere television, premium.
Yes. Premium.
It's got the same budget as the movies.
It's
but
the Sopranos for nerds.
It's not TV, it's home cinema.
Yeah.
It's part of the MCU, but the C in the MCU stands for cinematic. So I guess this is cinematic television.
Yeah.
MCTVU. So Loki episode one came out and we were like, oh, yeah, well done.
Yeah.
We all saw it and we're like, but what's going to happen in episode two to, I don't know if it's eight or if it's six. I feel like I read six somewhere, but that feels wrong.
Yeah, that feels too short, to be honest.
I speculate there's going to be eight episodes.
Yeah, there it is. No, put your phone down.
I'm just curious. We've already speculated. I might as well find out now. We've put our bets down.
We got to say there's a brief, tiny bingo card which just has eight. Let's see if we cross it out.
It's eight and six is both written on there. It's an impossible bingo card. Loki, TV,
it's a liminal state. Yeah. It could be one of the other. There's no way to win with this bingo card, but there wasn't ever.
Okay, so let's do a quick recap.
Sure.
Figures out how many episodes is going on.
Grabs the Tesseract when the Avengers go back in time. And because of that, he gets picked up by the TVA, the Time Variant Authority is possibly their name. And they take him to the...
I was going to say Time Variant Association, but I think that makes less sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And they tell Loki that he is a variant, or he is a person outside of the natural flow of time, which
the
is a living...
sacred timeline.
That's right, which the Living Tribunal, and the, by extension the TVA, exist to keep...
To
protect, yeah.
There's all these different multiverses.
Multiverse.
Time will get fucked and then there'll be off time war and then everything will go bang.
So look, it's important to note, one, that this is written by the same person that's writing Multiverse of Madness. Two, one of the characters in this TV series in two sentences says both madness and multiverse.
Okay. So we kind of can already...
They basically say... When the multiverses started expanding, what's happened? It was madness.
Yeah. So
there's six episodes.
Okay.
So
well,
cross
there you go.
Off that six and well done. No bingo for you, fuckheads.
That eight sits there in the middle, sad.
So then,
six, that's not many.
Yeah, we really need
to speculate about 5 weeks of television.
That's crazy.
Cinematic television.
So then Loki is told by Owen Wilson that he is a variant and he will need his timeline pruned, which they do with a bomb.
Or a big stick.
Yeah. And they're about to get Loki, but Owen Wilson's like, you got to help me catch this
variant.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? Motherfucker, the variant's you.
Yeah, and that's revealed at the end of the episode. Some other stuff happens in between, like the fact that Loki is like, you idiots, it's not me that's the variant, it's fucking the Avengers.
Yeah,
I could smell two Tony Starks.
And they're like, nope, try.
That was always meant to happen. In the sacred timeline.
Sacred timeline wise, that was always meant to happen. Then surely then fucking up and not getting the Infinity Stone was also meant to happen, which means that Loki was meant to grab the stone.
No, but I think Loki's meant to grab the stone and then think, oh, I shouldn't do that. Because they kind of touch on that as well. Because I was like,
he
ends up with the stone, but he's meant to just hold the stone and be like, I'll be good.
What about this?
He also sees his own death and is like, well, that rushed my character development. Even though this is 2012, I saw my own death and my mum's death, and now I'm up to Ragnarok again.
Fast tracked me.
Thank you. Sweet. Okay, cool. Recap. Yep. Great. I'm here.
Obviously, TVA... The bad guys, right?
Yes, but I don't think it'll be like they're the big bad. It'll be like something they did fucked up, which has resulted in Loki chaos.
Well, see, I think, okay, so in Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's happening. Mm-hmm. Take a picture. So in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, right? Krang, the Conqueror, or Kang, I forget.
Kang.
He's in it as the bad guy, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. So
you, like, just to fill... Jackson has then looked at the slate of MCU releases, picked the latest one, and was like, that's going to tie into Loki.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Bold call.
So what if...
You have the possibility of being right for like 3 years.
What if the sacred timeline, because Kang is a time travel man,
yep.
What if the sacred timeline is the timeline that results in Kang?
True. Or it's... I mean, I would say it's going to be, it's like, this is the sacred timeline, and it's all just kind of making it that Kang is controlling it.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. So, yeah. Like, the Avengers have got to go back in time to get rid of Thanos so that Thanos isn't there so Kang can become the emperor.
Yeah.
So Kang, that's why that's fine. But then Loki getting the Tesseract is bad for Kang.
Yes. Yeah.
And what's bad for Kang is bad for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, no. I'm heavily pro Kang.
I don't know.
We're all heavily pro Kang.
Kang is the dictator for us.
Yeah, we don't know his fucking name, but we love him.
I confuse him with that little fella that's in the belly of that other bigger fella, Krang. But I like him too.
The turtles, I know.
I fight the turtles too. They're bad.
Yeah. Look, someone needs to look after timeline, and I'm glad that it is Kang or Krang the Conqueror.
Yeah.
So anyway, he conquers. Pretty good.
That's cool. So yeah, that's my little basis theory. The speculation is that the timeline is the timeline that results in. So it's not the best timeline.
Yeah.
It's just the best timeline for Kang.
I agree with you, but I would say that it is set up by Kang.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
It's more like what follows what. I agree with you, but reversed.
I agree with you, but reversed. So,
because he's not saying,
what am I not saying?
Kang, no, because Kang isn't like, ha ha ha, I've set this up. It's more going to be that the events of this lead into the multiverse events, which lead into other stuff, which as a result of all of that coming together results in Kang.
So you don't think Kang is in charge of the TVA?
No, I think he is, yeah.
I don't know how it's reversed either.
I agree with Jack. It's just I think Kang is setting it all up.
Yeah.
I think he's the...
Which is what Jackson just
said.
That's
what I'm saying.
Okay.
In so many words.
Yeah. All right, then yes.
Yeah, because I think the opposite. I think that all of these events are going to build together to reveal Kang. But I don't think that, like... Because I think that what's going to happen is the TVA are an inherently... It's going to be this S.H.I.E.L.D. twist again.
Okay.
I think that they're meant to be an inherently good organization, but something bad has gotten in.
But I think that the way the TVA work is, it's like pretty fascist.
Oh, yeah. Right? There is like this way and that's all. We deal with... So Living Tribunal, they say... Is it Living Tribunal?
I don't know.
It's like the three fellas. So it's, yeah.
It is, yeah.
So it's like these people over here say what we do, and then from that we act upon it. They don't question it.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to be... Because Loki's the god of mischief, and he... Like, you know, revels in this whole chaos magic bullshit, which is where Wanda is from as well. Oh, chaos magic. And the whole thing into being like, no, this is bad. We need a multiverse. We need variants. We need
madness.
All these kind of things because otherwise, you know, we go stagnant and we have this one path and this one path leads us to Kang.
Yeah.
All glory to Kang.
Exactly. All glory to Kang.
So here's just, I'm just going to throw out my spicy, not very spicy take.
Okay.
Because I think everyone on the internet may be in agreement with me. Because I watched the episode later than everyone else, so I missed everyone talking about
it.
So there's a couple of cast members, so like Richard E. Grant is in Loki. And we've seen like little glimpses of like the variant being maybe not just Loki. Like,
it's a version of Loki. Yeah.
So I reckon we're going to get multiple versions of Loki. Richard E. Grant will play an older Loki. I think we're going to get a lady Loki. Mm-hmm. And that Loki from the trailer that's like vote one Loki will be a different Loki than the Loki that we are following in Loki.
I forgot about vote one Loki.
Me too.
So I was thinking that what's going to happen is the variant is Loki, of course, because that's always a big reveal. But that's also going to be Kang the Conqueror.
Variants of Loki. They can't play the Kang thing. It's too early.
No, but the thing is, one of those variants of Loki will eventually be
become Kang. That is an interesting take on Kang.
When with Kang.
Kang is Loki. Confirmed.
Yeah. Cloaky.
Cloaky. Cloaca.
Ah, a bird.
A bird Loki. Okay.
Put that
in your bingo card.
Well, if you're looking at the comics with Kang the Conqueror, he is throughout time all these different people.
Oh, okay.
Because he's like some fair, I forget what his name is, but he's also like Iron Lad at one point where he starts the Young Avengers. And
get out of there, Kang.
And sometimes he's a hero, sometimes he's a villain.
I thought he was Reed Richards' son.
That's Franklin.
That's Franklin.
No, I know, but I thought he... another guy was Reed Richardson. Where did that come from? Anyway, carry on.
So again, Kang kind of appears in all these different kind of variants himself, and like where he is in often it's like Kang fighting an earlier or later version of himself.
Oh.
So it's a way to kind of either shorthand that or maybe make it a twist. What if Loki was Kang? Or what if one of his variants grew up to be Kang?
That would be interesting because Loki was like the first big, in quotation marks, villain that the Avengers fought to then make Loki the next big villain in the Avengers.
Loki Thanos Loki.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah, Loki sandwich.
Loki sandwich.
Bread's Loki.
Yeah.
The meat Thanos.
And a bit of relish Ultron.
That's interesting that we say a Loki sandwich, though, because you don't say I'm having a bread sandwich. You say I'm having a ham sandwich.
Yeah, it would
sandwich.
Be a Thanos sandwich. That's true. But if both of you hugged me on either side, it would be a Joel sandwich.
But it shouldn't be. It should be a Jackson sandwich.
That's interesting. No,
people use words wrong. Yeah. I used words wrong then.
You did. I think it's going to be it'll be a reveal as like Richard E. Grant is, of course, older Loki, and that is Kang, or that he's the reveal as Kang.
That's interesting. But,
what if?
Yeah.
Nice little kiss before that. What if?
I just give him my thought.
Give your thoughts some kisses to send it on its way.
I got a great thought. What if it turns out the time variant, this is where the fucked thing, because I don't think they'll go down, hey, that's fascist.
Yeah.
I think it'll be, even though like, especially recently, the MCU has definitely not shied away from like
sensitive topics.
Well, not even sensitive topics, but being like, yeah, that like, it's very easy to imagine an MCU character being like, hey, you guys are fascists.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's not. We're at that point, and it's fine. It's good. But I wouldn't be shocked if it turns out that the multiverse still exists, and these things that they're pruning, they're not actually pruning, and the Lokis are going to be like, hey, yeah, the multiverse still exists, and it's fucked because of these cunts.
Okay, so it's like this sacred timeline, that's the one that gets all this attention.
Yeah.
But we have all these, like, these time arseholes in the sky, in Scar.
Yeah.
All these like things just keep kind of pushing through. It's like, so because these guys are just focusing on like, so imagine you have three children.
Yes.
And you all put all your love and attention onto the one child. Uh-oh. And those two little feral fucks are going off and doing God knows what.
Yeah,
and that
like,
just happened.
One of them maybe kills you.
Yeah.
And breaks your middle son's hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe your other son goes to Earth and says, bow to me, I'm Loki. Something we've already seen. In the MCU.
Well,
it's the brothers, Thor.
Well, what?
Hela is also a brother.
Yeah, I know. What do we think then the TVA, what do their little bombs do? Nothing? It's a ruse?
Well, no, I think that they're probably still killing people.
Yeah.
But it's just like.
So the bombs are just bombs?
Well, I think it's just.
It's like, we've got to prune this timeline. Just shoot at the. Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, ancient Mongolians.
I guess.
It depends.
Richard E. Grant or the variant Loki. They're collecting these little time.
Yeah.
Bombs.
So what for? Unless he's
power or something.
what if he's making again like the variant Loki?
Bomb.
He's making a big time bomb to reset it so it goes back further and further to where the break. Because again, where the time war was, I guess.
Yeah.
To go way far back to like that point and then just kind of like fuck shit up. Basically, I'm guessing because they're trying to reset time.
Yeah.
And that resets time to a certain degree. I guess the bigger time explosion means the like further back in time you can go. So I guess they're trying to go back to the Big Bang
because there's
see
a thing
the hand
with
of
a...
God for what Thanos does, the comic
and the
books.
Hand of God is what, not Rorschach, Dr. Manhattan, right? No, that's DC.
DC. Mm.
Anyway, what do we think it means when because they're in that church and they're like, we got to get out of here, Owen Wilson, because we're nearly redlining or we're nearly hitting the red line.
Yeah,
what's that?
The red line might be like when the
it's been on too long. This
like the timeline,
fork
the,
or whatever.
The fork maybe becomes official, or maybe you branch out and get stuck in that timeline.
Oh, that's cool.
Because again, when you look at the
map.
Animations, it is that kind of they
branch
thorns.
Yeah,
red
yeah.
lines for that.
Yeah,
so I'm guessing they're going to be like, if we stay here longer, we are going to make another timeline.
Yeah,
because surely the way the show will go, because if we assume that the bombs prune, they properly destroy that branching timeline, and that variant Loki is going around collecting them before they can blow up the timelines, which is what he's doing, which is funny because they don't stick around to see, but I mean, I guess of course they don't.
Yeah,
they'll
get
wiped.
Blown up.
Hang on, I'm just going to make sure it works.
It worked!
Yeah.
Thank you for dying for the cause, I guess.
I mean, we knew they worked, but thanks, man.
But I guess if you're in another timeline, And you're meant to jump back to your timeline, but then the last minute you get blown up by the bomb. Maybe that creates a different branch.
Maybe, but then the TVA are like, that's good. It was meant to happen. We like this.
Oh, no. But so what I'm saying is that surely the way the show will go is that variant Loki has been letting stopping timelines getting pruned, which is making the like main timeline less stable.
Yeah.
Surely. And it'll just be like these... I think it'll be fun. I think we're going to get a lot of our Loki going to like fucked up alternate possibilities and seeing fun. It's kind of like a what if, really.
Yeah, I guess it'll probably lead into the what if.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, with all these kind of things where he's like grabbing these like time bombs that aren't resetting the time to be like, oh, that's the branch. Oh, that's a branch. That's a branch. That's a branch, because they're not going in there and pruning.
Yeah.
It's already happened. So with this time variant Loki, that's like the villain. Do you think that this is the current Loki that we're watching, say, eventually grow up to be that Loki variant? Or do you think it's another Loki from a different variant?
I think, and this is a huge, huge speculation, and also one that will turn the show into go from like, oh, a little fun time adventures to like a Being John Malkovich sort of situation. Which is that I think that maybe... in the next episode. Actually, no, it would make way more sense for it to be revealed at the end of the series that Loki gets in possession of something, like a device that lets him travel somewhere. And then based on everything he's learned in different timelines, Loki makes the decision to leave, which then results in him becoming the variant that then that Loki...
Do you think he's going to do like a big loop kind of deal? Like,
well, I think that the show will end with the Loki we're following not making that decision. The same as the Bioshock Infinite ending. Spoilers. Okay.
Yeah.
The Bioshock Infinite ending? So I'm so sorry.
The Bioshock Infinite ending is like you find out that the character, if you make one decision at one point, you become like a bad guy, which is who you're fighting in the game. But if you make the good decision, you become a good guy, but then you die at a certain point. So the thing is... you kind of have to go back to a different point in time and make no decision. It's a weird...
Okay.
It's a crazy game.
Yeah, yeah. So you think Loki's going to find out that by doing something, he's become bad Loki.
Yeah.
So let's say let's call it like he's friends with Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
That was his first mistake.
Yeah, what's his name in the show?
Morbius B. Morbius. Well, Morbius something more. His name is Morbius. Morbius is a letter.
Let's say
I think
like
it's
best friends with Morbius. And
B stands for best friend.
Morbius dying is what makes him then go bad, and become a bad Loki. And so then he goes back in time and saves Morbius' life.
We've seen the MCU do that before as well. Like, it's the whole Endgame thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Mobius, I mean, I don't know how deep Marvel, because you're like a Mobius strip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's a strip that it's like an infinite loop.
Keeps going.
So is that Marvel being like, because if that's like a hint or whatever, it's like, oh, this Loki will become the bad Loki, will become the good Loki. You know what I mean? Like, it's a...
Or
is it just Marvel being like,
be a loop.
Time word? You know what I mean?
Yeah, initially I was like, yes, a time word. Yeah. But I think maybe this is going to do with the whole...
Well, he's
like,
a comic book character. He wasn't created just for this.
Oh, is he?
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, maybe comic books were like, time word.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was a... So I know of like Morbius living vampire.
Yeah, well, because I think it's Mobius, not Morbius. Because I think also Owen Wilson was like, I didn't read any comics about the character. I don't want to know. Which is great. And then I think in that same article, he was like, I know comic books, Aquaman. People were like, you know, they were like, he didn't even know comic books. He thought Aquaman was a Marvel.
Wow.
Aquaman. Wow.
He's a fish.
Aquaman. I can't believe it. Wow.
Well, then, this alternate Loki, I guess one possibility is, that it's our Loki that we're currently following. Mm-hmm. But do we think there's any other Lokis within the timeline of the MCU that we know?
What if everyone turns out to be Loki? It's literally being John Malkovich Malkovich goes inside his own head and everyone's John Malkovich.
Well, this is why I think it's going to be, if it is revealed that, like, you know, it's Kang the Conqueror pulling all the strings, which is a grown-up Loki, then it is basically just Loki
everyone's
controlling.
Loki.
Maybe Thanos is Loki.
Yeah. Okay.
Purple. In this timeline, Loki's purple and it becomes Thanos.
Okay.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, when... It's really easy to speculate based on the first episode, but also I think we just need to take into consideration what we know about the MCU. So like the fact that this has made it, I guess, pretty obvious that it's going to kind of, much like WandaVision, be kicking off the multiverse stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So this WandaVision, and I'm willing to bet Spider-Man, will all work simultaneously. Not, I don't think any of them will lead into each other.
Simultaneously,
and it's all going to come together to a thing.
Really, it's kind of like order versus chaos, and that's really what this is right now. And right now, it's kind of like, this is the structured order of things. This is the way it's meant to be. This is how we're going to go. And so, hence, where it's like, this is why we have three dickheads being like, kill these folks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck off.
Oh, fuck. I wonder if we're going to get a movie announcement at the end of this series.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Like Loki's back.
Oh, like a Loki film.
Or like a movie that's like...
Is he confirmed to be in any film?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I reckon he's probably going to be the bad guy of, or at least part of, in
Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness, yeah.
That would be interesting.
That would be crazy. Yeah. Doctor Strange fighting. But then Loki's an interesting villain to have because it kind of gets to the point you're like, yeah, okay, but where's Thor?
Mm. Well, see,
unless they're just like, he's in Thor 4.
Yeah.
And everyone will be like, well.
He probably will be in some capacity. But I think if we're going to lead into Multiverse of Madness, it's going to be end of Loki. Loki's like, okay, he probably defeats bad Loki. Or whatever, and maybe or bad Loki's like, hey, the TVA no good. We got to stop him. Maybe Loki team up.
I reckon you're going to get a Loki call.
Yeah, yeah, you might do. It doesn't rhyme, so it's not as bad. If it was a Loki Koki, I'd hate that.
We're all
but
upset.
A Loki call. Fine.
We might get a Koki Loki, like a manic Loki.
I think at the end of that, Loki in defeating the TVA. Bad Loki or variant Loki will have to die or whatever. And you'll get Loki as like an independent figure. And then in Multiverse of Madness, it might be like a magic guy team up kind of movie. Is a theory. Yeah.
Whoa, here's a big swing and a...
Maybe miss, but let's go for a hit.
A big swing and probably a equally huge miss. What if the last Loki... So we deal with like different Lokis, like a Lady Loki and a Richard E. Grant Loki. And then one of the last Lokis is just Tom Hiddleston's Loki again. And... to make the timeline right, bad Loki accepts his fate that maybe, which is what the variants are running away from because they've all seen their own death.
Yeah, yeah.
And bad Loki fucks off to Infinity War times and gets his neck snapped. Mm. Well, good Loki or bad Loki that saw his own death and then just went good.
Owl Loki. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then sticks around as like...
Yeah. Like, that's what I was originally thinking before the series came out, was that one of the, like, again, all these different variants, and maybe one of the Lokis will just be like, okay, I will now go, you know, take
time
that
to die.
Yeah.
Like, Tears of the Rain, baby. Well, we know Loki's a cinephile now, because here's a little thing that we missed, that you may have missed in the first episode, but I sure didn't.
Yeah.
So, the guy at the desk, his name's Casey, and he says, I'll gut you like a fish, Casey. Mm. That's one of the first lines in the movie Scream. Drew Barrymore's character's name is Casey. And the Ghostface Killer on the phone says, I'll gut you like a fish, Casey.
That's great. So
Loki has seen Scream,
Loki
yes.
confirmed has seen Scream. Do we think he'll bring it up again?
Imagine he just keeps sneaking Scream quotes in.
One can only hope. Well, I think, yes. Okay,
now, tell me, brother, what's your favorite scary movie?
I don't really watch a lot of films.
Stab you with a knife.
Was it why? I hurt.
Watch Scream. I keep telling you to watch Scream.
You quivering William Mim, whatever I say.
You quivering William Mim.
You quivering William
Yawling Quim? What is it? What he says? Calls
Quim?
Mewling Quim?
Yeah,
Mewling Quim. It means fucking cunt, but in dog shit Joss Whedon Shakespeare shit. Who cares?
So I think it's going to be a
very funny Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
It's all about, like, you know, we're here with Order. This is the timeline. This is what happened with Order. But then you have, the variant Lokis coming together. And maybe he's got a few other people on his side who are also people who deal with, like, chaos magic or variables of time, that kind of stuff. To be like, this is a problem. The Living Tribunal are so, like, they're very narrow-minded in this. Because, again, when it comes to Order, it leads to stagnation.
Yeah.
Because what they're doing is they are going towards this one, like, timeline that they think is the correct one. But that's going to lead into stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to lead into, like, people not, like, you know, just like evolution will just stop.
Yeah.
It's going to be boring and dull and not interesting and it'll die.
Yeah.
Because we need that variance. We need chaos to thrive. We need those little things that go a certain way that no one expects for life to actually happen.
Yeah.
So this is what we are doing and we're the good guys.
Think that will be bigger picture story, but I don't think that they can play that card yet because the multiverse still seems like it's going to be bad in Doctor Strange.
Okay. I don't know if it seems like it's going to be bad, just chaotic.
See, well, Multiverse of Madness, the fact that Scarlet Witch is cut and angry and
how's that going to play into it? That's true.
I think that you're probably on the right path and that will become the bigger picture, but I don't think that they'll be able to play that card yet because I think the TVA will have to be revealed to be like kind of fucked, but still trying to not be fucked.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like you'll get the three heads, Living Tribunal, coming out to be like, understand what you think, but what we do is necessary. Because without us, these things happen. Without us, it's terrible. We're the good people.
Well, I think it's going to be a kind of situation where at the end of this, and the end of Loki, the timeline will be goofy, and there'll be it will be a multiverse of madness. Mm-hmm. What they say is going to happen will happen, and then the multiverse of madness will be about like taming the multiverse, not necessarily in terms of like getting it down to one timeline, but it might be the kind of thing, maybe they will represent it with like, you know, they have the kind of swirling snakes of different timelines, like, oh, they start intersecting with each other, they start, they're loose, they're feral, and then they need to make it so that it's like, well, it's 25 distinct timelines or whatever.
It's like, actually, yeah, you're right, having these variant timelines, not a terrible thing, but they just, so long as they stay on their own
everybody's got to play, be friendly.
And like, because again, we can't have the time wars again. And maybe with like if you're doing the Quantorama thing, like maybe Kang was a big part of the Time Wars.
Yeah.
And maybe it's kind of revealed to be like,
how?
The Time Wars happened, but it was, everyone thought the good guys won, but really it was like maybe there was no really good guys or bad guys. It was all just Kang fucking with it all. And classic, it's just like Kang. Classic
war
Kang.
War is war, baby. Yeah. And then, all bad. There's no good guys.
And so it made it look like the good guys won, but really Kang won, and that's the living tribunal.
So where's Kang now?
I don't know.
We don't know.
In the future. In the quantum realm.
Yeah, but is he in the quantum
realm? I don't know. This Jackson, is the first time I'm hearing about Kang.
You're basing this solely off the fact that they have announced the title of a movie and said that Kang's going to be in it.
Yeah.
He might just be in a post-credit scene. They haven't even said he's the main villain.
Might just be a dude called Kang. Being like, one day I hope to conquer things.
Yeah, it's a WandaVision right thing again. It's Kang asshole or whatever. Yeah, Ant-Man's name was Kang Anus Man. Marvel got us again.
Oh, he fucked him. Oh, he fucked him so good.
Oh, we got two neighbors moving in next door. Ralph Boner and Gang Arsehole Man.
Ah, how you doing, Mr. Arsehole Man?
Oh, actually, you know what? An easy way to make the TVA still like be shaky is like you kind of reveal that things are kind of fucked in it and that the multiverse is like back, basically.
Yeah.
And then have Loki blow the multiverse open by doing bad guy shit right at the end.
Oh,
so then he stays a villain. So then as a result of that, the TVA still look like it's relatively the good guys. So have Loki betray them.
So you
I
don't
guess.
Think what? Loki's going to be redeemed at the end of this?
I think that Loki will do the classic Loki thing that he does in every single movie where he's redeemed. He'll immediately be like, yeah, but I'm still the god of mischief.
I'm doing spooky shit.
Same as like Thor the Dark World, which I know it's dangerous to make people try and remember Thor.
Marvel loves bringing up Thor the Dark World.
It's become an integral part of the universe.
It's so funny.
It feels like a fuck you.
It does feel like a fuck you. It feels like they're like,
you're like, oh, you hate this one? Well, guess what? It's the most important one.
You bet. If you want full lore, better go rewatch it. Yeah. Motherfucker.
I was waiting for like Kevin Feige to come out to be like, hey, if it wasn't for like Mickey Rourke hating us, we would be putting him up front and center in every film. But yeah.
Exactly. Thanos is, we would have, in Endgame, it would have been Mickey Rourke's Whiplash that killed Iron Man, not Thanos. Thanos would have stood aside.
In our original plans, there was no Thanos. It was just going to be Whiplash. Whiplash with his whip Infinity Stones.
Oh, Infinity Whip.
That's cool. I'm sad we didn't get that.
Well, if you had been nice to the movie, we would have got it.
Damn.
I reckon.
That's cool.
It has this for a theorem.
Okay.
So while we are thinking it's going to be just like, oh, yeah, it's going to be an alternate Loki.
Yeah.
That is the variant and that kind of stuff. What if, though, it's actually.
What if indeed?
Mobius.
Oh.
Wearing Loki's helmet.
Oh my god.
So he's the one going back and being like, he's then like through working with Loki, he's become disillusioned with the TVA and he's realized like, oh, this is actually kind of bad because there was a line saying, I think it's like Loki, but he's not working alone.
Yeah, okay.
So what if it's either going to be just Mobius himself or just him and Loki working together to like,
yeah, I think Mobius is
fighting themselves is huge.
Because I don't think Loki's going to remain the bad guy at the end of this. I think this is Loki's, I think he is. He's too beloved by the fans. And then when he was killed by Thanos, like, everyone was like, oh, bring Loki back. So I think by the end of this,
Jackson was leading that charge.
Yeah, I was. I love Loki. He's got big horns. It must be hard to walk through doors. That's funny.
He's cheeky. Yeah. It's a lovable scare.
Yeah, he's a silly little boy.
Loki's done nothing wrong.
Liam B.
Tom Hiddleston, relatable content.
He's got, yeah. Come on.
He's handsome. He's like that weird nerd handsome.
Yeah.
He's got greasy hair like me. I got greasy
hair. Yeah, he's a weirdo freako like me.
He loves the tennis. I don't love the tennis, but that's something that I just noticed about him.
Yeah, he wants to control people. I want to control
people.
Cut out that guy's eye. They addressed it, but it's still pretty fucked.
No, but so I don't think he's going to be the bad guy at the end of it. I think they're going to introduce it. He's going to be like as close to an anti-hero as Marvel can have.
Well, no, that's what I mean. I think that he'll be like doing good guy shit, and then right at the end, it won't be like a betrayal in the sense that he'd like, Owen Wilson's been good this whole time, and then he just stabs him through the asshole or something like that.
No. I think it'll be, and maybe this is what you mean, it'll be the kind of thing where, like, at the end, like, Owen Wilson's like, wow, that was sure crazy.
Wow.
We could sure use your help to save, like, to fix everything up. And Loki would be like, no. You know what I mean? I look after Loki.
So basically the end of Guardians 1?
Yeah.
You guys going to do something good or something bad?
Something mischievous. Yeah. I also think that
Guardians are anti-heroes, just as a reminder.
Yeah, but they're not like anti-heroes.
They're not Punisher?
No, they're just like, there's nothing morally gray about the Guardians, unless you think there's something morally gray about Robin Hood. You know what I mean? Like, they do crimes, but never against, they're not like crimes. They're like good guy crimes.
I think they,
you know what
openly
I mean?
Kill people, which is something that the Avengers
don't
usually
do. But they openly kill
do.
Bad criminals. It's
and
like
aliens.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Aliens. It's as close to being an anti-hero as you can be, but it's not... It doesn't feel like they're anti-heroes. Mm. They're just silly heroes.
Well, I think also the thing is that the MCU kind of built itself on the fact that everyone was an anti-hero at first.
Yeah.
Because, like, Iron Man was meant to be, like, a renegade hero as well.
But none of them really are.
And Captain America wasn't, but then, because they keep
they keep Mickey Mouse.
They keep making him go rogue. So, same thing happens there.
Yeah, but he doesn't kill anybody.
Let's not forget that he has the gun and shield combination in the first Avengers.
That's true.
And I don't know what I don't really know what I want out of an anti-hero or what I really mean by that, but you know what I mean. Like, there's like a level that Marvel will stop at. And so, yeah. But anyway, Owen Wilson's character, I think, also is not going to be. I think he's going to betray the TVA and they're going to be.
Yeah. I think it's those two, through investigating the variant Loki, it's going to be revealed that it's actually those two, and that we'll have a loop.
So we'll
have this sort of loop between, like, when they are good becoming bad, and then what we'll end up doing, maybe they might do this in, so really if it's like 2.5 episodes is like we're following them, and then they go bad, and then we follow their villainous versions in quotation marks, and then we see things from the other perspective.
Oh yeah,
I would say, okay, so bingo card, get it up, dust off that virgin white paper, and it's time to wreck it. Draw up a grid. Bad Loki is killed in Infinity War. Just fucking
put that
pop down. It's a variant of Loki that dies, not the Loki that we're following.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although the Loki that we're following are is a variant already. Don't think about it. Just write that down.
Yep.
Another thing is the bad guys end up being Mobius or whatever the fuck. Mobius.
Like the strip.
Mobius and Loki end up being the bad guys, and we get scenes that are both, like, as in.
We get it from their perspective.
Yep.
So we're going to get the church scene, like, where he gives the kid the bubble gum.
Yeah.
We're going to get, like, him digging up.
I reckon that kid will end up being Joan of Arc, unless the time doesn't add up, in which case I take it back.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be revealed as Joan of Arc straight away.
What?
I don't know. It's just like a...
France church,
little girl. I guess. She seems special.
Just seems like it would be such a strange... Like, I mean...
It was 13-something.
Maybe it is Joan of Arc.
That little girl's revealed to be Joan of Arc.
That's just put on so the bingo weird. Card.
Well, no, because they've already... The same episode has the D.B. Cooper thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I guess.
Like, no. Because Joan of Arc is like 1412.
Yeah.
1430.
No, it's not even a timeline thing. It's just such a... Anyway, put it on your bingo card.
It doesn't... If you take... I understand that it's because of the religious connotations that it'd be crazy, but
no,
like,
it just seems like a weird extra addition to put in for...
Well, if they're fucking around.
It was like 1312 or something, or 1348.
I can't remember. I saw time I was like, France, Joan of Arc.
So long. Anyway, so yes, good guys are secretly bad guys are secretly good guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google, was Joan of Arc in Loki? Okay. I want to see if anyone else had the same idea as me.
What's crazy to me is how immediate it was for you. You're like, Joan of Arc, I'm calling it. There she is. But yes, so... They think they're hunting, because I think bad Loki is good Loki. Like, I don't think they're actually villainous. I think the villain of the whole thing will turn out to be the Living Tribunal.
100%. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you here and there. Yeah. And I think if it's not just the Living Tribunal, it might be a Kang behind the background. Yeah, but let's just say it is Living Tribunal
for now. Yeah, Living Tribunal.
And maybe the big reveal is like a bigger picture thing. I reckon Living Tribunal is the villains.
I don't know. I guess it's baseless. It's barely based. I saw a picture somewhere where... an actor who's going to be in a future Marvel movie, I don't know which, he played the main character in Lovecraft Country, forget his name, is one of the people in the Living Tribunal, but he also has a part in an upcoming movie. So I'm sure there's some connective sinew there, but this is possibly the least useful information anyone's ever provided.
Okay, thank you for that. What do we think about... So in WandaVision, how everyone was like, it's going to be Mephisto, it's going to be Mephisto, and then there was a fly close-up, and everyone was like, see,
there he is.
So in the church scene where the little French person points
Joan of Arc,
Joan of Arc points to the who was it, and it's the devil, basically someone with horns, and everyone's like, yes, because of Loki horns. But what if that is Mephisto?
Just actually is Mephisto?
Yeah, what if it is literally a devil? What if we're dealing with a Marvel Satan?
Yeah,
that would be interesting. And having Mephisto in any of the stuff would be crazy because it immediately introduces hell.
Yeah, well, but that...
Well, a dimension, like a hell dimension. Doesn't have to be a heaven hell.
That's not to be you the biblical hell.
You can
But it's interesting
it.
Because, so, like...
So, boys.
Oh, my God.
In the French Catholic Church, where we first meet Mobius, whose main goal is to catch his variant, he is framed beside what looks to be a Joan of Arc glass window, which could be a method of foreshadowing the twist to come, linking the story of Joan of Arc with Lady Loki. Okay. So it wasn't Joan of Arc, but Joan of Arc is in that scene. So that's funny.
Fuck off.
There's a glass window of Joan of Arc in that church.
That's crazy. Does that mean your brain lately picked up on that Joan
because
of Arc?
Wasn't that in 13-something?
I don't know. I'm just reading what the Hollywood Reporter is writing down.
Just a very quick Google. So was it in 14-something? Maybe I'm misremembering.
Either way,
I don't like that.
I don't like thinking about that Dusha was even close to being right.
I think I got
Inception. He was wrong.
But the seeds in that scene were there?
Yeah, which makes it so much worse.
That's fair.
Joan of Arc has also appeared in Marvel Comics.
Okay, Joan of Arc confirmed. Put it on your bingo.
Joan of Arc may be female Loki.
Yeah.
Good. Great.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yay. We're all happy here.
I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I know. I can see it.
I can tell, dude. The waves of stoked are coming off your body like a heat.
God damn. Okay.
So how do we think... So the implication seemed to be at the end of WandaVision that Wanda was going to somehow access the timeline or whatever, or multiverse to get her kids back.
Yep.
How is that because and GP is in Multiverse of Madness, and Loki seems like it's very much leading towards Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen there? How are those three going to intersect in a way that makes sense? Is it the kind of thing?
What if we end up getting it's super distracting, and I know we do it in every base of speculation, but anytime we're doing a Marvel property in this and I keep saying what if, I'm like, oh yeah.
What if?
Well, imagine if we do a what if, where we do a base of speculation about the what if series.
What if and what if?
Yeah, we're going to be saying a lot of what if and what if.
Yeah, what if.
Yeah.
put this on the Loki bingo card. We get sick of saying what if when we do a what if baseless speculation.
100%.
Yeah.
Which will happen straight after Loki, probably, because that's when baseless speculation comes out every week. That's when What If comes out, which is exciting. A new Marvel property. Well done, everyone. Well, what was I going to say? I wish I didn't follow that journey to what was just a dumb riff that I knew had no point. What if? Nah, it's gone because now I'm just associating it with the thought of getting sick of the phrase, what if?
You went down a little what if hole. Oh, that's okay. Oh my God, it's back.
What if we get the last post-credit scenes, because we know that they like to do those in the shows. Loki goes to whatever happens in the show or whatever. Yeah. There's a last thing where they go into a different multiverse and Wanda's kids are there. You don't get Wanda, because that's also classic Marvel shit.
Yeah.
To give a cameo to like a small character that if you know, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Billy's there and he's like, I'm too fucking quick and I'm a kid and maybe not real. Is Billy the quick one?
Yeah, sure.
Who's the other one?
Zane. Tommy.
Tommy. Bill, and he's the... Insane.
Tommy's the quick one.
Yeah.
Fuck. Tommy's like, I'm too quick, and Billy's like, I'm my mom.
Boy.
What about this?
What's his name? Wiccan and...
Speedo. Boy.
Wiccan and...
Speedo!
No, that's Bathers. Or is that actually his name?
I don't know. Who cares?
Speedster.
I don't want to hear about... I hate those kids.
Why do you hate those kids?
They're boring. What about this? Okay. What if Wanda... He's looking it up. Of course
I know.
What about Wanda, at the end of WandaVision, is like trying to reach into the alternate dimension to get her kids, right? But she can't do it. But what about...
Speed.
Great. That's...
like the boss.
Absolutely absurd.
Wicked and Speed. You can't go Quicksilver. That's your uncle.
There are many other... Anyway, my uncle. Anyway. What if Wanda has spent the whole... Like, she's in her little mountain cabin. She's trying to access those other dimensions, but she can't. Mm-hmm. But at the end of Loki blows the multiverse right open, and we get a scene of Wanda. She's like, I don't know why it's not working. One last try. And she's trying at the exact same time as the multiverse bursts open. Her two kids come out, and she's like, oh my God, what power do I have? Yeah, because she has like a power to open up the multiverses to the channels between them or something
or
like that.
Or again, we get the same kind of like scene where it's like Wanda is there in the cabin looking through everything.
Mm.
And then we kind of get like from like her perspective. And then we get like a knock on the door, opens up, it's a Loki.
Oh my God. Yes. A Loki or our Loki?
Hey, we Loki. Won't know.
Yeah. Knock, knock, the door will open and it'll be like, I've got a job for you. It'll be like the Avengers setup again. Mm. You know what I mean? Join the Magic Avengers initiative.
Yeah.
Is there a name for the magic team up in Marvel? Surely there is, Zammit. Come on, rack that big
Dark Avengers
brain of bronze.
I know there's like Brother Voodoo.
No, what I'm thinking is that I can definitely see.
You think that we're going to get like a team up that's like Loki.
Loki, Wanda, Wu, Doctor Strange. Maybe some other magic.
Vision
spells.
Will probably come back.
Yeah.
Even though he's not magic, he's robot, which is science. But he was created by God.
Yeah.
Not.
What? Not,
I meant created by God, as in.
Hang on.
Just an awesome sentence. Except Vision, which is robot. Who's not magic, he's robot.
Created by God.
Created by God.
Created by Thor is what I meant.
Who is the God?
Who is a God? Yeah.
Not the God.
I really wish in a Marvel property when like Thor or Loki were like, I'm a God. Someone was like, well, you're not though, are you? You're just an alien race. Like
you're a God.
Yeah, or not, you're not a God. You're just calling yourself a God.
Well,
like Superman's not a God. He's just a guy. Loki's just a guy. He's not a God. He's just an alien who says he's a God.
Yeah.
It's like Thanos is like, I'm a Titan. You're just a guy.
Well, you reckon they're going to link this, any of this to, or maybe even Madness of Multiverse.
Do you get upset when people
multiverse.
Call themselves humans because they're just a guy?
Just a guy.
The guy who went around and wants to kill all the magicians.
He will probably
pardon?
Pop up in, not magicians.
Yeah, he do a little fancy sleight of hands, you know them.
He wants to kill the sorcerers.
What are you... Oh!
is it Baron Mordo? Is that him?
Mordo. He'll be back.
You reckon he's going to make an appearance in...
It's so funny, though, because he seems so, like, small fry comparatively now. Like, in the first Doctor Strange, it was like, oh, shit, like, that's going to be a big problem later on. But now it's like, multiverse exploded, so I don't really care about one guy who hates magicians.
You know? I think that he will probably... His thing will be like he's trying to track down Scarlet Witch.
Oh, yeah, because she's a chaos wizard or whatever. Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, fuck that big time. And maybe we'll succeed and get her powers or something like that, because that's also what he's doing. He's sucking the powers in.
That's true.
Or you just get a montage at the start of him killing like 10 guys, and then all of a sudden he's very powerful. So you're like, oh, he's a threat now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, for sure. And even with like the multiverse opening, maybe he's going on. It's funny because they can only do so many, this guy is bad and getting powers throughout the multiverse. Kind of like
what if they do like a kind of like the one where he's going through different multiverses and killing himself?
We don't talk about the one enough.
We don't.
I haven't seen the one, but Jet Li, right?
Yeah. He's got to kill all the other alternate hims to become the most powerful him.
Yeah.
It's spread across his power.
Yeah,
it's spread across all of his.
So what if get like a little?
God, what a cool movie.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty fucking cool. Yeah, because like as the evil Jet Li is killing other Jet Li, the good Jet Li is also getting more powerful.
Yeah. Because then there's going to be only two of them. Can somebody write down Jackson rewatches the one. On
that's a surefire. That's going to happen.
That's in the middle.
I think that, like, if you're traveling through a multiverse and having to kill yourself, that would be easier than traveling through the multiverse and having to kill a friend. I feel like if you have to kill yourself, it doesn't feel real because you're like, well, I'm still alive.
Yeah, I'm still me, and this guy is me, so I don't feel bad about killing me because I'm me.
Me, but if he had a bagel this morning, what I had, toast, get him!
And that's also that movie that we've had an argument about once where I said there's a rat with a bomb on its balls. So that's definitely in the
one. Wait, was that the one?
Yeah, I think it was the one. Anyway.
I think
that was the Punisher.
I don't want to have this argument.
Anyway, never mind. Okay.
Also, it turned out that the rat had a bomb on it.
That was a different movie.
But then the rat's balls were very obvious.
Yeah, the rat's balls were more visible than the clip you showed me. It's not Wanted.
Okay. Either way, Baron Mordo. Mordo. I think maybe we're going to get something kind of like the one related where he goes through and he's siphoning his own powers. So what about this, for example, for the villain? I know this is not like for Loki, but like
Loki is that Loki feels like it's a lot of setup for.
Yeah.
And I think even there's an interview somewhere where somebody related to Loki, might have even been Tom Hiddleston, was like, the middle three episodes are really foundational for the future of the MCU. So,
that's huge.
So we're going to get a lot of setup.
Paired with the information that I gave you at the start of the episode that you've probably forgotten, that Loki is written by the same guy also writing.
Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, so what if, in terms of like setting up the villain of Multiverse of Madness, so maybe Baron Mordo goes into different multiverses where he has already conquered a lot of magicians and sucked off their powers.
And then sucks off the him that is already so powerful.
And then he becomes more and more powerful.
That would be cool. But also kind of, I think, disappointing because...
I've already seen the one.
I've seen the one. I don't need to watch this movie.
This one doesn't have explosive rat balls.
Where's the rat nuts? No, just because I don't think Mordo was a super exciting villain. You know what I mean? So like, it's like Marvel's like set up that domino, but like... No, I'm not waiting for them to tip it over.
Yeah. What's that thing with like a lot of Marvel properties now, because things going for so long, there are a lot of dominoes in the wings that have been like, you want us to tip this over?
Yeah, and we're
like,
no! If you could just forget about that, please, I don't care.
What about the Abomination? I don't care!
Couldn't
the
care
leader?
No, thank you!
Hey, I just found out something that's also interesting.
Go on.
So the person that's writing this, his name's Mike or something, wrote Loki, writing Doctor Strange. You know what he did previous to that?
What?
Rick and Morty.
Oh, wubba lubba dub dub.
I am in great pain. Please
get
help.
Get swifty. Yeah. Okay.
I'm in great pain. Please help or please kill me. I can't remember what. Because you know that episode.
Let me out. I'm screaming for help. I'm begging for help.
Yeah. Wubba lubba dub dub.
I have seen.
Shit on the floor. Whatever.
Yeah, I've not seen many episodes of Rick and Morty.
That's fine.
That's
dude.
Pretty cool, man.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's gotten worse, I think.
Oh, yeah, fair
enough. I had to give my personal opinion.
Okay, bingo card. This season of Rick and Morty will be its worst.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting looking at the... So say you got Baron Mordo is doing the... I'm going through the different dimensions, getting powerful. And then you have Spider-Man No Way Home, which is theoretically doing the people from other dimensions are coming into our dimension.
Which will just be a consequence of the time I'm getting weak.
Yeah.
Actually, Loki must be a tie, like a direct tie into that, because that is... That plot is the direct thing that the TVA say, this is what will happen.
Yeah, exactly. So Basically,
we're getting time arseholes appearing in the middle of New York and Spider-Man's got to deal with it?
I think so.
Unless you ask anyone that's working on Spider-Man, in which case that is absolutely not the plot.
What?
That's Amazing Spider-Man landing right in the middle of New York City.
Look at all these Spider-Mans fall through these time arseholes.
Yeah.
What?
Now, how do we think these time arseholes are going to look? A big portal or more sphinctery?
I think it's going to look like just a full-on human anus with cheeks.
See, I think it's going to be more of a penis situation the urethra opens.
Okay.
I think it's going to be like a penis situation, but a very long urethra, like it's poking out. It's like very white, like translucent, like a tube.
I think it's going to be the most disgusting thing Marvel's ever done.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be some full-on Cronenberg shit.
And we're going to be like, oh my God, is that a prolapsed anus opening in the sky?
Gross.
Yes. And then like with a tube coming out.
Yeah, of course.
And then Spider-Man.
Yeah. I think that'll be cool.
Dun is what I'll say. Well, it won't say that. That's the
Are they
sound
doing the special noise from Tony Hawk? Thump. No, but I guess what I'm saying is that there's kind of only two dimension stories you can do. There's two big dimension stories you can do. And like after, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. They can only burn through them so quickly. And then that makes me wonder what the hell Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania is going to be, which I know is not the purview of this episode, but like...
You are obsessed. Why is this one on your brain so much?
I don't know. Are they going to get super small? Is that where Kang is?
I forgot that it's because he gets
small. He loves things getting small.
You have to wait ages for that one.
Imagine if they fight Kang in the bath.
They're not going to... It will be in the quantum realm. We've seen Ant-Man in the bath.
Of all the places.
Yeah, but
he gets small. Bath.
Kang could fall down the drain. Imagine the adventures. I'm Jackson Bailey.
Yeah, pushing Kang into the drain, pushing him into a garbage disposal. That'll be great. No one in the bath. They're in a sink for that situation.
Me, Zamet, and everyone listening to the episode does not care and hates you. Now, what if they fight? Ant-Man's been in the bath.
He has been in the bath again.
You didn't like the first Ant-Man because
you
were getting
small enough. You don't want another version of the one.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
He doesn't go in a bath in the one.
You don't like Ant-Man.
Yeah, I don't.
He didn't go on enough small adventures
for
you.
He was in the bath so briefly.
So I think, yeah, so in Loki, we are going to see the fact that, yeah, I reckon it is going to be Mobius and this Loki that we're watching, they're going to grow up to be the people that they're chasing, because I think they're going to be villains, but they turn out to be not villains. They're going to be the good people, and it reveals that the TVA are going to be the villains.
Yeah.
How do we then rectify the fact that we have seen evil variant Loki straight up burn workers for the TVA?
True.
I think that it will be like a point where good Loki and good Mobius speak to bad Loki, bad Mobius, and that will cause like a...
Okay, so we're going to have like a few different versions of good and bad Mobius and Loki.
Well, it's the Bioshock Infinite thing again, where I think that because bad Loki, because it's a variant, so this is in theory the first time that this has happened in the timeline,
true.
Means that this Loki and this Mobius are seeing stuff that they shouldn't actually have been seeing, which is then rather than causing them to go back and be bad, they're choosing to be good. But also, the more I think about this timeline thing and the Spider-Man No Way Home, I'm starting to side with the rumors, the anti-rumors. Because if you open up portals in New York and Spider-Man stuff comes through, how do you end that movie?
Yeah, I know. You're either
Doctor Strange is in it. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might be the one where they wrap up the majority of the dimension shit, really.
Spider-Man comes before Multiverse of Madness.
Well, I don't know.
If anything, it must tie directly into it, which is weird because it's still a Sony movie.
No, but it kind of makes sense. So it's like, well, yeah, that is weird. But it kind of makes sense in the timeline-wise. At the end of Loki, the multiverse is kablooey. It's fucked.
It's getting loose.
It's spaghetti.
Yeah.
Okay. And then... Then No Way Home.
Spider-Man, someone drops a spaghetti on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a metaphor. But then in No Way Home, that's the direct consequences, and then Multiverse of Madness is wrapping it up.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, yeah, if Loki just ends with weakening the timeline.
Yeah.
Weakening the sacred timeline.
But I'm becoming less and less convinced that bad Loki is our Loki, to be honest, thinking about it. Now you pointing out the murder stuff. I think what is going to be more likely is... So maybe lots of different variant Lokis, I don't know, but it'll be like a character thing, like a kind of clumsy character thing where it's like,
it's just a different guy?
No, as in, oh, Loki, who is good now, this is the kind of person you were.
Ghost of Christmas Future.
Like, oh, look at the kinds of terrible things that this version of you used to do, you know, or that you're capable of, and Loki will... Because that was a huge part of the first episode.
Yeah, that ties directly into why do you hurt people.
Yeah, so Loki being like, wow, actually, yeah, that's messed up. This is a bad me. This is a bad future. Mm. This is my Ghost of Christmas future.
Finding out your greatest purpose is to die in a couple of years is pretty funny.
Gotcha, idiot.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so how about, like, late in the game to throw out this kind of theory. But
I'm strapping in.
Strap on. So in the comic books, there's this kind of like...
we're sitting here with two strap-ons on. Go.
That's all we need. Hey, a Joel sandwich.
Yeah.
So in the comics, it is there's something called the Interdimensional Council of Reeds.
Oh,
where there's
God.
Like a bunch of different Reed Richards fucking shit up, right? Interdimensional Council of Lokis?
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Okay, thank goodness.
I thought you were going to be like, Reed Richards confirmed for Loki. Joel Zammert, let's not become part of that problem.
Well, he's like a bunch of Lokis.
That
and then
could
they
be
sort
kind
of have
cool.
their own splinter version, and they are also hunting down this variant Loki who may be fucking shit up because, like, look, we work. Okay. Sort of similar to what's that movie set on the train?
Snowpiercer. Source code.
Ah. Well,
Snowpiercer.
Okay. Yeah. So how it's kind of like the front and the back of the train are kind of working in tandem because you have to have an uprising every so often because then it like controls things. And so you have this council of Lokis to be like, so they don't prune us. They don't prune the timelines. They just... We exist. So it's this constant kind of war in quotation mark between what we do and the TVA in terms of the sacred timeline or not. So we are looking after the other timelines.
Yeah.
But this rogue Loki is going through and destroying
wrecking
things
the,
and wrecking
bringing
things because,
chaos to the
Like we this the system works. There is order. And that has this, that we've given them one timeline, this one ordered timeline. They think that's great and they're having a good time. Mm. Whereas we have all this to play with and this is great, but that's not enough for this one Loki.
You know, so
he's trying to break through.
What I think gives credence to that, and it's something you said.
Oh.
Well, that would be the Council of Ricks from Rick and Morty, which is already kind of that idea.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. And also, because if you're bringing in a Rick and Morty person to deal with multiverse stuff, they're probably going to do similar stuff to Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Like the many different timelines and like different... Which also...
Rick Sanchez cameo?
Oh, live action Rick. Richard E. Grant is playing Rick Sanchez. Great casting. Put it on the shade.
Hey, Rick's in Fortnite now. Anything can happen.
Not a bit.
That's true. He just isn't Fortnite.
Richard E. Grant playing Rick Sanchez. That's huge.
Good theory, Jack.
Thanks, man.
But that also, I think, gives credence to the fact that a bad, like a variant Loki will be the Loki that dies. Because that's very Rick and Morty as well.
True.
Because there's the whole, like, the dead of...
Yeah. It's the kind of thing, it's also pretty, like, if you're doing a time travel show, these are the tropes that you will do, kind of. You know what I mean? It's all time travel shows love to do, and we love to watch that kind of tricky,
You thought it was a this, but it's a this.
This you thought was an accident, but it was all on purpose.
What if they literally steal the plot point of that Rick and Morty episode where they fuck their own timeline, so then Loki's just going to go to a different timeline and kill himself and then just take that person's place.
Maybe.
I think a big question, because Marvel's getting pretty big. I don't know if you know. It's a big franchise. No, but what I mean is that...
It's just a small thing for nerds.
Yeah, it's an independent thing.
Yeah.
It's not taken over cinema as we know it.
No.
But what I mean
jocks
is
jocks don't watch these movies. It's for us.
Jocks,
nerds.
They get Rocky, Balboa,
Fast.
And Furious.
Yeah, the MCU's nothing like Fast
and
the
Rainbow.
Furious.
That's
Fast
it.
And Furious, that's for the jocks out there. Well, it's not the exact same target audience.
100%.
But anyway, my point is that there's...
jocks get Transformers.
Yeah, and Transformers. Yeah. Jocks do get Transformers.
They do. Don't look at us like that. They do.
Nerds hate Transformers.
They
jocks
do.
Love them, dude. T-A-R. The R is for robots. The T and A were for tits and arses.
Tits, ass, robots.
Yeah.
But
also T-A-R, which is tits, ass, on robots.
So it's T-A-R. Yeah, because R-C. Shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my point is that there are a lot of characters and there's a lot of lore that has already been established that we're talking about all of these, like, these dominoes. The TVA and timeline shit is just a perfect way to... do a soft reboot of the MCU. Do we think that this is leading toward that?
I mean, that's a brave theory, and maybe they're opening themselves to that. I won't shoot that down because that is that's clever. You're smart. I'm surprised.
that could be phase six. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
they're giving themselves the ability because it happens in comics all the time.
Well, they're going to have to
do a what do they call it?
A reboot.
A reboot?
No, but isn't there a word for
rebirth?
Oh no, that's 52. DC. It's a crisis.
All new, all different.
All different. Rebirth.
Yeah.
Rebirth.
They call it rebirth.
I think they do. Yeah, one of the DC ones. Rebirth.
DC love to do them.
Yeah, rebirth was both, so there was New 52, and then there was rebirth.
Yeah.
That's a good theory because the MCU will have to reboot at some point.
Yeah.
The same thing the comics do. They're going to be like, yeah, okay, cool, but we want Steve Rogers as Captain America again. Yeah, Iron Man's dead, but let's bring him back. And it might be for another 10 years, but it'll definitely happen.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Here is my cynical thing that has been, I'm two from two with this, which is these TV series still haven't, like the movies that are in production after this, were in production before they were sure how many people were going to watch these TV shows. So Loki has to be able to be explained in a hand-wavy scene in whatever movie it ties into.
That's something I was thinking about as well, Zami. You're saying the Council of Lokis. I'm like, that would be awesome. But remember how WandaVision was actually so self-contained and so many big sweeping changes we were expecting, we just sort of didn't get.
Yeah.
So it might be the kind of thing where at the end of this, they get the bad Loki and then they're like, but something else is happening to the multiverse that's not even got to do with us. That's and true. Then you get multiverse.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of things they could do with this, but you're right. Like, who knows how many they didn't realize, like, it's...
The next round of TV shows, the ones that have been produced after WandaVision and Captain and Winter Soldier, I think will be way more,
involved.
Just its own thing. Yeah. And... Yeah. But I think for the time being, these couple of shows
have to be like summed up in three sentences.
You can put it in a movie as exposition
and
the audience is like, oh yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, you can do that. Just by being like, something's wrong with the time stream or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So loosening the time stream and the fact that Loki will probably live by having a bad Loki die in his place.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great, though, if, like, the end of Loki, they're in, like, a time tunnel, say, and they're like, something's coming, and just a Spider-Man slams into one of them. We open the time portal, and it's all Spider-Man, baby. Spider-Man all the way down. And then you get No Way Home.
Apart from...
Because, again, in the TVA, they have a hell of a lot of Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that could be a way that the timeline, the MCU timeline, because currently it has zero time stones zero infinite stones, is that maybe they do a little heist?
Oh, yeah. Grab them, take them out.
That could be a future setup.
Hey, does that mean that they killed Captain America?
No, they're from different points in time. Like, anytime someone got an infinity stone that they weren't meant to get.
No, I mean when Captain America went back to drop them off to the alternate timelines.
No, because it meant to happen.
Yeah, it was meant to happen.
They loved that. They were like, this is sick. Good.
That's explained.
So then they let him live?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they were like sick.
It's
meant
the same
to
with when the Avengers went back in time. They say that was meant to
happen. No, but didn't he go off to alternate timelines?
No.
Yes, but also like that's meant to happen.
Yeah. But I thought they could only have one. I don't know. I like to imagine them killing Captain America.
I know you do, but that isn't
but
what
he
happened.
Was in the end of...
Yeah, well, maybe after that, he's like, here's the shield. We've set it up. Kang can become Conqueror. And then he steps back into his timeline.
Kang and fucking Ant-Man fight in a bath. They're like, oh my God, this is the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it opens with a gun at the back of Captain America's head. Through the head, we see the bath. I do that hat trick of coming, pissing, and jizzing.
Coming, pissing, and jizzing. Trifecta. Jackson, what is the difference between coming and jizzing?
Well, if you got to ask,
velocity.
You
don't
know.
Yeah.
Velocity. On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.